This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What's that line? Those who don't remember the past are doomed to repeat it. June 2006, the last time the Fed raised was a long, long time ago. See how we've changed, mostly for the better, I think, at marketplace.org. Felix said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again right here. We all need to remember that today's rate hike was just a quarter of a percent. Not that big a deal in and of itself. But the economy doesn't work just in and of itself. It's got that human factor to deal with, how we feel about what's going on, including the Fed raising rates even a measly quarter point. So yesterday, before the hike was announced, obviously, but confident that it would come, we went out to a small business here in L.A. that we have talked about before.
Hey, how are you, Jeff? Good to see you.
It's a place called The Pie Hole. Sean Brennan and Lindsay Hefner opened the shop in 2011 during the, well, shall we say, weaker parts of the recovery, betting that people would want comfort food in times that maybe weren't so comforting. We went over there to hear what they had to say about one of the biggest signs so far that we have firmly left the recession in the past.
How's business?
Business is great. We're in the middle of pie season right now. So
There's a pie season?
There is a pie season. When the weather turns cold, comfort food.
Halloween through New Year's, you know, we have Thanksgiving and all the holidays and stuff, so people really dig into pie.
So here we are in a place that kind of depends on disposable income, right? Janet Yellen is about to, in a very small way, take away some disposable income from some people. Mm-hmm. Do you care? Are you noticing?
Honestly, I feel like this news of the interest rates on top of everything else does feel a little much because there's just rising costs of everything. We have to look next year that there's health care, minimum wage is going up. The farming industry got hit really hard with the drought, so all of those prices have increased. So the impact, we don't quite know. We're, you know, hoping for the best, but, you know, what we've been saying is the only thing we can do is just stay true to who we are and what we've been, and they will come, like Field of Dreams, but with pie.
Yeah, well, hopefully the change is incremental. It's not a huge adjustment right away. Because even if doesn't actually hit the economy very hard, people's perception of it hitting hard can change consumer spending. So,
we asked, as we always do, if we could bug some of their customers for a second to see what they had to say. Lindsay hooked us up.
Everybody, this is Kai.
Hi. I work for Marketplace Public Radio Program.
Mary Murray's a teacher in the LA Unified School District. She was having a cup of coffee and some pie with her husband.
What do you do, Mary?
I'm a teacher for LAUSD.
Fed's going to raise interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, for us, we would like to be able to, you know, do something like purchase a house, and that's going to affect us for sure because we already can't. So that's kind of where we're at. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but we're not ready yet. And now if interest rates are going to go up, that puts us in a bad position.
But it's only going to be a lousy quarter point, right?
I mean, yeah,
it's
not like just a quarter point.
Right. So, you know, it's not that big a deal.
Well, except for that we have student loan debt, too. So that's the big thing. We are, I hesitate to say drowning in student loan debt, but we're dog paddling at the, you know, I mean, we're keeping our head above the surface.
Give me a number.
Oh, God. What's the, I mean, but combine the both of us, he's got 80 all by himself.
And you've got?
I'm down to like 15,000. So, yeah.
Yes. Aaron Murray.
Aaron Murray. And what do you do?
I am also a teacher.
Other than buying a house, what do you think this means for you?
Honestly, I live close to the poverty line, so most of the things like making a large purchase are already out of my grasp, so making it another step unattainable isn't really going to dramatically alter my life. I've had to come to the realization that I don't see myself being able to move up into the upper middle class economy. I might be at most middle class my whole life, and it's coming to an acceptance of that realization instead of chasing after those things that I no longer think I'll be able to afford.
The Murrays might have to come to terms with the fact that they are not going to own a home anytime soon. Rising rates aren't going to make that any easier for the Murrays or for the housing market in general.
My name is Eric Jones, and I'm a freelance construction project manager.
Janet Yellen's going to raise interest rates. Do you care?
No. I bought a house of few years ago, and we locked in a pretty good interest rate, and I don't have a lot of outstanding debt, so it won't really have a big impact on me.
Are you worried about what it might do to the bigger economy?
No, it's been so long. I feel like we've been waiting for this to happen for a long time, and if anything, maybe it could have a reverse effect of inspiring some confidence in the economy that the Fed's actually willing to take that step.